views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6 on today's day is a Wednesday, a wise Wednesday, October the 18th, 2017. We have a live show for you today. And I'm currently driving. I can't see the board. So I'm pretty sure that Brother Davis is there. We're going to go into Brother Davis relatively soon. So just any time would you like to get in on the conversation, definitely give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star, we'll see you in queue. Or if Brother Davis, because Brother Davis won't be able to see the board, just say, excuse me, Brother Davis, I have a question or comment, and then Brother Davis will definitely will bring you up. Engage, engage, engage. I know today's show is going to be very, very important. So let's get into a couple of things before we get into today's show. Everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by the network. You can do that by going to the website of www.blacktalkradio.com. And once you're there, go to the homepage. You hit the go to the donation icon, click it, and it will lead you in how you can give some of your financial energy to support this network and the programs that are brought to you by the network so it will continue to go and grow. Very easy to do because this network was put together with you in mind for your demographics, for your issues, and for you to come and collectively decide what is in the best direction, I mean, what is in the best interest of yourself, your family, and our overall community. So we have to support it. You can also support Black Talk Radio Network by becoming a member in of BTR Group. BTR Group. Excuse me, BTR Community. I said BTR Group. BTR Community is a social media outlet that was put together for you to engage in all of your social media activities without being adversely affected. And you can, one second. Sorry about this. Hold on. And you can go to www.btrcommunity. And once you become a member for only $24 a year, you can engage in all of your social media activities without being adversely affected that you are in Facebook, Twitter, and all those other things. You can do that in a more holistic way that supports the network, and you'll be able to actually, without being put into Facebook jail, you can post things about yourself, your business, and things that you think need more public exposure, and it's right there. It's a fully functioning social media outlet. It's the only place that I post things. So $24 a year. Come on over to BTR Community. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could go to Prosperity Mint, where you can, even though we're not paid as kings and queens or as a lady and a gentleman, we definitely can save that in real money and precious metals, silver, gold, platinum, palladium, and rhodium. So definitely an opportunity. Also, what was it? Couple of things. What else we got? Oh, everyone, please continue to support my man Michael Emmanuel. Donate there. Donate to Black Rose with the Houston Relief. Please do that as well. And that was some of the things. If you would like to engage in the cryptocurrencies trading, you can do that with us at rcryptocurrency.com. And the overall platform, I will post it later today, for the crowdfunding platform is going to be up and running, just working out some things. So we're going to post it. And I'm going to just say one of the reasons why I'm engaging in it. Yes, cryptocurrencies is the same cryptocurrencies that the bankers have established before in the past. And it is under their control, and they, in my opinion, some people say it's not. I say, no, it is. But I'm using this for leverage. One of the things that's very, very important in today's world is that if you can get leverage to acquire, I use the cryptocurrency for the exact same thing that I use cash for. I use it to acquire real money, assets. And in this platform that I will be posting today or later on today inside of BTR, you can be a member of it and actually be able to gain the overall. You can acquire the cryptocurrency below market price, but at full market value at the end, and that is phenomenal. Below market price, but at full market value. That opportunity is leverage is crazy because you know you can move that into the precious metals. Or you can move it into land, you can move it into all the other things that you would need to do to acquire real money. So I would say definitely leverage that way. If you would like the overall conference call that I did over the weekend, in regards to that, you can simply just text me 951-790-8330, and I will send you that recording to give you more information about it, and then we'll be posting the website. In the link to get into it, I will be posting that today and tomorrow as well. So just want to say that. So I can't see the board for what's in the news, but there's a couple of things that I want to bring to your attention about what's in the news. Very, very important. And I'm just going to say for my overall business dealing that are international business dealings, there is a real push to divest, the global community is divesting themselves of the U.S. in so many different ways. China is actually facilitating banking ties and banking operations that third world countries will be able to very easily participate in the global economy. And that's going to do what? That's going to facilitate more of the countries of the world wanting to do business with them. While on the opposite, the world is running away from the U.S. because of all of this established control and regulations, trying to make sure that they get paid for everything that happens in the world. That's what they're doing. The world is saying no to that. So you wouldn't like that at all either. So I would definitely say get in front of it, stay in front of it, be aware of it, and be ready for it because it is going to be coming to a head. I do anticipate at any moment anything can change. And, you know, this part of the year, the first quarter of the governmental fiscal year is going to be critical, and I do anticipate some rough patches and some things that can turn into all-out crisis. That will turn a conflict that will turn into a crisis, and that is, in my opinion, is on the doorstep and is going to come as a surprise. So be ready for it and position yourself and your family. Please, please do that. So that's what I wanted to share. Also, let me see if Roz is on the board. I've been calling on my man Roz a lot today. Big ups, man, to you, Roz. If you can unmute yourself and if you can read just some of the stuff that's what's in the news before Brother Davis comes on. So that Brother Davis could take over and have the show. And let me tell you, this is going to be a great show by Brother Davis because, you know, the overall synthetic use in our food is actually making us the AI, the artificial intelligence. It's not just robotics that are artificial intelligence. The us as the living species is actually changing the overall coding that is bringing about
Hey, Dave.
Can you hear me? Scotty.
Yeah, let me say something about artificial intelligence. A lot of what people call an artificial intelligence isn't artificial intelligence whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about AI, most people thinking about a and I'm probably going to mispronounce the word. What do they call the word when an entity or organism becomes self-aware? Sentient or something to that, to something similar to that.
Sentient.
Sentient. And a lot of these are not sentient manufactured artificial organisms. They are just simply computer programs that are being run. A lot of people just don't know. Like, for example, they call right now they got let's just say Google, because I don't know all the names of these different products, but Amazon Echo, you know, where you got the little device that controls your refrigerator, controls your heat and all of that, and then it could detect certain things that might be wrong with the system and shut it down or regulate it or change it. That's not intelligence. That's just simply a computer running a program. That's all it is. And people have gotten very good at programming computers to do things. But I'm not sure. Ross, is that you on 609?
Yes, it's me.
Okay. Wasn't sure. So yeah, you got Ross is unmuted now, Dave.
But no, Scotty, you're absolutely right. Sometimes we give way too much credibility to the system that it doesn't really deserve. And believe me, there is a lot of artificial intelligence that's being created or has been released that is actually hidden. So it works in all different forms, but you're absolutely right. There's a lot of different things that we think that is artificial intelligence because it's not sentient, where it can think on its own and create, and it's, you know. And then I'm going to tell you the definition of it is going to definitely change. It is definitely going to change and evolve. So
I think the closest thing we've seen to that was Facebook. Because all of this is to eliminate the need for human beings. That's what it's all about, eliminating the needs for human workers. And so what are they going to do with the humans? Slavery, I imagine. The closest thing I've seen to AI program, what they call an AI program becoming sentient, is that program that Facebook was playing around. Because, see, they want to replace all human beings working for Facebook and turn it over to bots. And when those two bots started speaking to each other and created their own language, and they couldn't understand what these two bots were saying to each other, and they pulled the plug, man, that was scary.
Right, Scotty, because that's what that was really in your face. Sorry about that. Absolutely.
Well,
hold on one second.
Ross, if you wanted to go into the news stories as Dave asked, you can go ahead and do that.
But wait. Real quick. Yeah, that is absolutely so true, Scotty. When they were able to communicate, when they were able to have their own, basically, I've always looked at AI as an entity that's able to have its own free will and to create from a free will. That's really what the artificial intelligence is. So well said, Scotty. And we got to get my man Thomas and talk about that, and just some of that stuff is really good. If we need to know this stuff. So what I want to do is I want to turn it over to Roz. Roz, if you would just read some of the stuff of what's in the news. I can't see the board. I'm not sure if Brother Davis is there. Then relinquish the show over to Brother Davis. I will be on the board in here, but but I won't be able to talk for a minute, but then I'll be on the board. So, Roz, if you would, man, let me just say this. Thank you, brother. You know what all that you did for me today and helping me out with some of the things. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. My peeps, my peeps. So, Roz is going to read some of the stuff of what's in the news, and then we're going to go over to Brother Davis. Roz, so just monitor the time so Brother Davis has enough for his show. And then to point out, pick out some of the stuff that you really, really thought was really, really relevant that need to know, and then turn it over to Brother Davis. So we're going to, Roz, if you would, thank you, brother, for being able to read what's in the news. Go ahead.
No problem. Thank you, too. Peace to everyone that's listening and have called in. To start with the news, one of the first articles that I posted, I thought it was very important. This from Wall Street Journal. Dow's dance with 23,000 comes 30 years after Black Monday. Again, there's a history of the stock market crashing in years that end in the number 7. We've reached a tipping point with the Dow now hitting 23,000. And just about every crash came with this really, really steep incline, and then it would just collapse and everything would just fall apart. And I just see that coming. I think this is a sign of that. Like I said, the anniversary of the crash of 87 will be on the 20th, which is in another 2 days. And again, it's in the month of October that these crashes are notorious for taking place in the years that end in 7. So we still have the rest of the month to see what's going to happen. Hopefully, we get through it and the system does what it does until it's more advantageous for it to collapse, but it could happen, and that's the history. So I just thought that was important to kind of post that article, which deals with that. Excuse me. Also, the next one comes from...
Hey, Roz, on that one, very, very because the Fed is about to unwind some of their balance sheet, and all I got to say is, and then we'll do something on Financial Friday, and it's going to be, and I think that can trigger a lot of what Roz is talking about, because they always tell you before they do it. So very, very important, and we'll definitely take a look at that on Financial Friday, great creator willing this week. Thanks, Roz, for that article. Very, very important one. Go ahead, Roz.
No problem. The next one is from Reuters, and it says that Khamenei says Iran will shred multinational nuclear deal if the U.S. tears it. So they're basically saying they're going to pull out if the U.S. pulls anything slick. I could see Trump, just being the psychopath that he is, doing something slick, and I can see them just pulling out. And it's just going to create whatever is supposed to be created, but Iran's in the BRIC nation, so they're in a situation that'll put them... it'll be actually better for them to not have to deal with the U.S. in their crap anyway. But ultimately, they're on the verge of basically stepping out of the deal if the United States... messes it up, and it looks like they're in the process of messing it up because we have Donald Trump in office, and that's his job. The next one is from Thought Co. This one is everything you need to know about CRISPR genome editing. So it basically gives you information so you can get a deep understanding of how it works, what it is, and the different ways that they're able to develop gene therapies and manipulate genes, so that way you can get an understanding. I think that beyond diseases, they're also going to use it to create genetically based warfare where they can kill people of specific ethnic groups or specific races. That's what I feel. It's not something that's been off the table. It's something that's been worked on by the Germans since the 30s. And once they transition a lot of those Germans here under Operation Paperclip, those studies have continued ad infinitum. Israel does it with the Arabs over there, the Palestinians. They've been trying to make genetic-based weapons that can take the Palestinians out and not hurt anyone else. So this is not something that's fake. It's something that exists. So that's what I think CRISPR is also going to be used for beyond anything medical, besides saving white lives, in my opinion, in this system. The next one I wanted to touch on was, they said the job crisis in Zimbabwe means dozens of people are keen to take a long, vacant hangman job. So the financial situation is so bad and the jobs, lack of them, are so bad that people are clamoring to be a hangman. Wow, I just found that quite fascinating that, you go back to something like that. I didn't even think hangmen existed, but in Zimbabwe they do. Very interesting. Another article is the 3 reasons why the next crash may be worse than 1987. So this kind of is speaking to some of the points that Dave brought up. As well as some of the things that I was speaking of in regards to what the precursors are before the crash, and a lot of it points to a steep incline like this 23,000, and then drop down to zero. So I just see something coming behind all of this hoopla behind this this reaching 23,000 on the stock exchange, on the Dow. Let me see. The next thing I wanted to touch on was four reasons you need a VPN app on your phone. With the lack of safety regarding the Wi-Fi system, it would be good to set up a VPN on your phone to protect your online traffic and your data, because the ways that they can steal that information is just staggering at this point and is getting more intense. So a VPN would allow you a more personalized atmosphere that is much less hackable, or much less easily hackable, in order to protect your data and your online activities as far as other people being able to see it. So I think that's quite important to get ahead of before it gets crazy. The next one comes from NBC News. Aerospace firms are going to put an inflatable habitat in orbit around the moon. It says United Launch Alliance, ULA, and Bigelow Aerospace will collaborate to place a space station in orbit around the moon by 2023. The companies announced in a joint statement today, October 17th. The collaboration comes as the U.S. government has grown increasingly interested in returning to the moon. That ties into what Dave talks about with the silver that's on the moon. They're going to start mining the moon for the silver that's there, since there's no silver really left on the planet that's not protected, that's in the ground. Another one, a new chatbot will help with depression, and is backed by one of the biggest names in artificial intelligence. This is from the Technology Review, and basically it's a chatbot that's able to help people who are dealing with depression and potentially suicidal thoughts. Found that quite interesting. There was one more that I really wanted to touch on before we give the floor to Brother Davis. Where is it? I think it's the last one. Oh, this one's really good. How the Wizard of Oz Explains America's Foreign Policy. Very powerful article that deals with the 1936 today. I think that it's something everybody should look at. I'm just going to read the little blurb. Today marks the 75th anniversary of one of the great American movies of all time. Like many fairy tales, though, The Wizard of Oz debuted in Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood, August 15th, 1939, going on to become one of the nation's and the world's great cultural lodestones. But they talk about how the way that the different characters interact in this movie play out on a global scale as to how America's foreign policy operates, and I think it's very insightful, because again, I keep telling people, they put the truth in entertainment so that you think it's entertainment while they're actually doing these things in the real world. So I think it's something that'll help solidify that understanding. Another one, Business Insider. An undercover investigation reveals that air quality on a cruise ship deck can be worse than the world's most polluted cities. I know a lot of our people like the cruise ships. They are not the move. You can get deathly ill on the bad boys. And that article, I think, is one you should read. The last one I wanted to touch on is, New Spy Tech. This is from Activist Post. New spy tech can recover voice imprints from physical objects. I got this from Thomas in New York earlier today. So in other words, when you're having a conversation in your room and your voice bounces off of objects in the room, they can recover your conversation from the vocal imprint that's left on the objects as you're speaking. So if you have chairs in your room, other objects, they can actually scan those objects and recover what you said. In a myriad of scenarios, they've even been able to recover it from pictures. So again, like Thomas said, this is four-dimensional technology. This is stuff you've seen in the movies where somebody can walk through a room and say something, and then they can capture that person's words from objects. And they're basically able to do that now. So it's something that was in the movies maybe 5 to 10 years ago. It's reality now. So if, you know, even for people, I'm sure they're going to use it in crime scenarios to see if people talked about killing somebody or something. They'll just capture your voice off of the whatever objects in the room and replay what you said at whatever time you said it. So, this is what's in the news. Brother Davis, if you're there, I will not keep you any longer. If you're there, please take over and bring us into Wise Wednesday. I'm looking forward to what you have to drop. Peace and love to you, Scotty, to all the callers and listeners, to you as well, Brother Davis, and Brother Davis as well, and Sister Davis, too.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. This is Brother Davis coming at you, and this is a Wise Wednesday. And please, have pencils and pieces of paper ready. Be by your telephone, because I'm going to open the door that literally we associate in every day, but we don't operate in it. Why? Because you operating in it would make you knowledgeable of your strengths and your weaknesses. Interestingly enough, I wanted to start today's show off with a simple statement. Do good and good will come to you. You got that? Now, a lot of people think that's cliche, but that's what it feels like when you try to navigate someplace and you don't know where you're going. You just want to make sure that at least your mind is right so you can make the right decisions, because literally you don't know where you're going. Okay? And in this life, we have an understanding that there are various laws of nature, universal laws, to abide by in order to win a quality in this life. The law of vibration states that everything in the universe vibrates or moves or travels in circular motion. Now, why do I point that out? I point that out because sound is all around us, and we are operating in sound. Now, the reason why I wanted to point that out, first of all, was because right now, sound is around you. It's the last report talked about how now objects are holding your words, your sounds, so that they can be reproduced at a later date. That should scare those of you who are intelligent enough to read between the lines of what has been in the news over the last 2 weeks. And the reason why is because if you're knowledgeable enough to put two and two together, you'll see that literally they can manipulate anything they want. Excuse me. Certain parts of my show tonight to be out.
Dave, you there?
Yeah, I mean, I think we lost Brother Davis there.
You hear me now? Sorry about that, Brother Davis. Wow. Okay, we just lost Brother Davis. Somebody had us on speakerphone, and that's where all that feedback was coming from. Let me see, go back to Dave. All right, we got Brother Davis back in queue. Give me just a moment, Brother Davis. I'm sure the system is running kind of slow. It's going to mute you in a second. No, it's still got you unmuted. So, Brother Davis, do we have you back?
Okay, yes, you do.
Okay.
And, I want to operate from the understanding of what it feels like to try to navigate through life without an understanding of these various natural laws. Why? To abide by and in order to win in life and understanding how to operate in these laws, you'll be able to function with complete understanding and knowledge what it is you're trying to achieve. The first law in this universal laws is called the law of divine oneness. What does that mean? That means that everything is connected. Everything in the universe is connected. It says oneness of the first 12 universal laws to help us understand that the world is alive. Everything is connected, and everything, and every thought, every word, every action, every belief, every effect, it all affects other aspects of the universe around you. As irrespective of whether the people are near or far, in other words, beyond time and space. So now, just with that understanding, it opens the door to why I have been concentrating on people understanding the importance of meditation. Because literally, you can travel beyond time and space. But Westernism doesn't teach you that. This is why I wanted to focus on the universal laws, so that we can become more empowered in understanding how they work for us and how we can move through them. I spoke to you about the law of vibration, how everything in the universe is vibration. And the reason why that is important, because if everything is connected, that means that all sounds, even words and sight, are literally having an effect on your body, whether you see it physically or whether it's going on biophysically. But there is something that is being affected by all of those different avenues. Another thing I wanted to point out too is your actions. See, the law of actions must be applied in order for to manifest things on earth. Therefore, we must engage in actions to support our words, feelings, visions, thoughts, dreams, and emotions. These actions will bring to us manifestations and various results, which are dependent on our specific chosen words, thoughts, dreams, and emotions. Now that is powerful. Let's look at the behavior of society today. And you look at the influences on them, and look at the languages that are being used. You see, the music that you hear, especially the rap music, literally is having a negative effect on all of our children, but all of them that put themselves in a consistency of listening to it. So if there is a universal law of oneness and all things are connected, that is going to have a result that affects our children that is actually biochemical that they cannot see that's happening inside of them. And the reason being is because it's been designed that way. Think about it. If we were born up calling ourselves kings and queens, do you think we would ever be in the situation that we are in now? Why do you think negative words were forced upon us to the degree that we use them on us? And then we wonder why we can't evolve around different states of mind that we are in because of the blockage of the damage of sound and effect on our bodies. We can change these things. See, that's another thing that I'm going to speak on a little later. That the law of correspondence. Law of correspondence basically puts us in the driver's seat of our own lives. Our outer world is a direct reflection of our inner world. Therefore, we need to accept responsibility for our own lives. Another good example of this law is the fact that the physical world of energy, vibration, light, and motion have their corresponding principles in the universe. This explains the relationship between the world and infinitely small or infinitely large, otherwise called microcosm or macrocosm, relatively. Now, what does that mean? That means it doesn't matter of the size, the time, the space, or the distance. Because it's all connected, there's going to be a residual of everything we do, say, here, on how we react and what we say in order to manifest in our lives. The universal laws are designed so that there are balances. But Westernism teaches us that there are no balances. And it teaches us there are no balances for a reason, so that you can break the universal laws. And the sad part about it is that we do it so frequently, we don't even realize the effects that we're having on our lives through our own personal actions on a daily basis. I.e., law number five. The law of cause and effect. The law of cause and effect states nothing happens by chance outside of the universal law. That means that we have to take responsibility for everything that happens in our lives. Every action has an equal reaction and consequences. It is the sow and the reap method. You cannot plant a hibiscus flower and expect to reap a rose flower. In other words, every thought, action, word are full of energy. How many times have you heard Brother Dave talk about energy, but we didn't really speak about the impact of individual energy? See, we have created ourselves to emulate our oppressors. Even our value system is his value system. But how can we break away from something that we've been so victimized by that we allowed ourselves to subsink or to emulate? Here is a powerful, powerful position of thought. Because if everything is related, and every time there's a cause, there's an effect, it can change your circumstance. So that we could see how deeply damaged that we have been based on Western education. You see, education means to go and learn. Well, education today in the Western world is to go and be indoctrinated. There's a world of difference. I don't want to just focus on that. I'm trying to move relatively quickly because I want the phones to open up. I want the calls to come in. I want to be able to openly discuss some of these very things that have been standing in our way because of our lack of knowledge of these simple universal laws. The law of compensation. The law of compensation is extended the arm of the law of cause and effect, which applies to abundance and blessing that flows into our lives in the form of relationships, friendships, gifts, money, inheritance, and other forms of blessing. These various forms of compensation are visible effects of our direct and indirect actions carried out through our lives. So that means that there are things in your life that you can do that are going to enhance where you're going in life, okay? A man once said to me, as a matter of fact, the other day, what do you think that the NFL is going to do in reference to the Colin Kaepernick situation? Well, they're trying to buy the players out. So they're actually operating in a level of greed. If I can get these players to go with the level of greed, we can manipulate them because they'll sell themselves out. And I told him at the end of that statement, they're not selling themselves out. If they take that course of action, they're selling us out. As black people being victimized by the very reason Kaepernick made the stand. I wanted to point that out to you because literally that falls right under that law. And they may not see that because literally they're dealing with corporations that operate in the law of greed, and there is a law of greed. But to move on, let's go to the seventh law, the law of attraction. The law of attraction shows how we create events, people, things that come into our lives. All of our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions give out energies which likewise attract like energies. Positive energies will always attract positive energies, while negative energies will always attract negative energies. It doesn't matter whether you want negative or not. What you place in your attention on is what you will attract in your life. On the other hand, if you do not like negative energy, you need to raise your vibrational higher. You need to raise your vibrational level higher and away from it in order to fully apply the law of attraction to work for you. For example, when anyone starts out thinking negatively, their vibration is lowered as the focus of the problem rather than the solution becomes intense. The size and the number of the problems will magnify as that where the person's thoughts are focused. So what these are all saying, my brothers and sisters, is that we have control that they don't want you to know you have. Because if you know you have, you can make conscious decisions about what you're doing now to get where you want to go and not look at the circumstances that are before you. Because, and let me be very clear about this, today's circumstances do not determine tomorrow's result unless you accept today's circumstances as your resolve. And that means that as your resolve means that you're not going to do anything to change them. But I just demonstrated to you that you can do things to change them. The next law, the law of perpetual transmutation of energy. The law of perpetual transmutation of energy is a power of one. It states that we have all power within us to change any condition in our lives that we are not happy with. Higher energy vibrations will definitely consume transforming lower ones. Therefore, we can change the energy in our lives by understanding the universal law and applying the principles in such a way to affect a positive change in our lives. Mercy, mercy, mercy. One of the greatest things about operating the universal law is when you do understand it, you can plan your life around functioning to your benefit. Even in your speech, your actions, even in the way you greet people. I had spoke to you before, and I said, well, you know, I'll greet every day the same way, like it's going to be the best day. I treat everybody that I come in contact with joy, like they're going to add to my life, even if they're not, because I can determine the worth of that person according to my need in my life. So what do I mean by that? I mean, you know, the people walk up to every time you see them, yo, man, let me borrow $20. Yo, man, you got to, can I use your car? You see, they're absorbing your resources. So you know if you want to deal with them or not when you see them. And then you got those people, as soon as you see them, when they talk to you, they add to your life. They add to the direction of your thought process. They're lifting your plane to your level of success. See, we are loaded with munitions. Well, we got to learn and understand how we use these munitions to our advantage. The law of relativity. The law of relativity states that each person will receive a series of situations or problems for the purpose of strengthening their inner light within us. The law makes it possible for us to stay connected to hearts when we proceed to solve the problems or remedies the situations which to test us, okay? Because you know life is going to test you, all right? The law also teaches us to compare our situations to other people's problems and put everything into its right perspective. No matter how bad we perceive our situation to be, there is always someone who is in a more difficult or worse situation, thereby making it all relative. Nobody is ever given problems they will be unable to handle, as we already have the ability to handle them. Do not spend your time looking for happiness from the outside, as it is already lies within you. And many times, I tell you, you know what, I don't depend on other people to bring me joy. It's my responsibility to see that what I do is going to come back to me in the form of joy. Now, the reason why I'm using lines me is because I can only speak for me. I want you to speak for you. And I want you to operate in these principles so that you can knowingly and with foresight make the changes in your life to get where it is that you want to go. And don't think for 1 minute that it's always about money. And some people do, and that's why I'm pointing it out. Because there are people with a whole lot of money that have no joy in their lives at all. See, your joy may be something simple. I'm going to give you a reflection real quick. My wife is the type of person who you could give her stuff and she'll be appreciative. But spend some time with her, just talking, over a cup of tea. Let her get to know you and you get to know her. See, to her, that's rewarding, because see, now you two are in those relationships. She can help you in your life, and you can help her in her life, and all of a sudden you two become a cog in the same method of trying to construct whatever ideas you guys come up with. See, that to her is value, okay? And the reason why I point that out is because there are people from ever different walks of life, and they come with different aspects. And some of them are good, and some of them are bad, but we have a right to determine, do we want to deal with them in our lives? I hope you people, my brothers and sisters, are writing things down now. that actually you can understand and relate to, and call up and convey your perspective. Because I want people to understand that everything I'm talking about is access. They have access to. And in accessing it, they can change things in their life that they may not want to be the way they is now, or the way they are now. Because guess what? Next year, you may want something entirely different. So you can work on achieving that this year by applying these simple laws. The law of polarity. This is interesting. The law of polarity states that everything is a continuum and has an opposite. There has to be darkness, so there might appreciate the light. There is a solid and a liquid, and we can see and feel the difference. We have the ability to suppress and transform undesirable thoughts by focusing on the opposite thought, thereby bringing the desired positive change. This could also be likened to the law of mental collaboration. See, I'm not going to several things going on here at one time. And as I read these, I'm looking at the reflections of some of the people that's listening.
Brother Davis, can you hear me? Really,
yes, brother. Please add to the show.
Yeah, as you were talking about that, I was just reminded of something I said earlier today on the broadcast. That's like prayer, positive thinking, whatever people have different words for it. It's still the same thing. As scripture says, faith without works is dead. So you can think positively all you want to. If you don't put no boots to the ground and put some action behind them thoughts, I don't believe anything could come of it. That's just me.
You're absolutely right, brother. And you know what? That's why I'm bringing all of these laws. So that you can see that even when you thought there was nothing you can do, in reality, there is something you can do. You see, a lot of people don't realize this, but prayer is the uniform way of your oneness, your spiritual self, to communicate with the oneness that you see as your spirit leader. Okay? And if you don't have that relationship, who are you to speak for him? You see what I'm saying? Do I agree with who everybody chooses? That's to their own opinion. And no one should be judged by their choice, but if their choice is following the rule of universal law and all everything is connected, then we should have a whole lot more harmony than we have today. But you know why we don't? Because of corporations and the greed factor. Great content, Scotty. I'm glad you brought that up, because a lot of people, I hear them say, you know, I've been praying. I just don't think something's working. Well, maybe it's not your prayer. Maybe it's something else you're doing in your life that's blocking your prayer. You see what I'm saying? That's what makes these laws so possible, so powerful. Brother, Scotty, that was great content. I'm glad you added that. Let me move on to another law, because, I mean, there's only so many laws on a positive. And then there are also laws on the negative, and I'm going to leave them alone, because you're already operating in some of them because of the environment in which we live. Okay, the law of rhythm. The law of rhythm states that everything that vibrates and moves to a certain rhythm, this rhythm establishes cycles, seasons, patterns, and stages of development. Each cycle is reflected on the regularity of the universal law. The master... Each rhythm, you must be raised above any negative part of the cycle. Okay, now understand what it says. To master any rhythm. To master being above negativity, you got to operate on a positive level. To change the vibration in which you're living on, you must move things into your life to elevate your thinking, to give you a greater forecast to move or live on a higher vibrational level. These are not my laws. These are universal. So that means everybody operates in these laws. Now you see why I have said before that the universal laws that we have a birthright to have been used against us by Westernism that's trying to defeat us through the dividing of us, not only as humans, but as individuals. That's why you have the whites, the blacks, the Indians, Latinos. See, they want us divided. And instead of us looking at ourselves as a human family, so that if this person over here is hurt, we should be trying to find a solution so that they can have resolve from their pain. Does it have to be from me? No. But it might be an idea that I heard from someone else, and I spoke it to somebody, and that person's a friend to the person that's in pain. And guess what? In the conversation I had today, you see, this is what that connection of oneness is all about. And we have to operate in that connection of oneness, because that is our salvation. Why is our salvation? Because it's going to bring solution to our present-day circumstance. You hear the news. You hear what's going on outside of you. Change what's inside of you, and you can make that change manifest outside of you. Change what's inside of you, and those people that you deal with on a regular basis will see that transformation, and it will start them transforming. We are a powerful tool for something greater than ourselves. So let's wake up. Now, this law is going to affect some people in some way and affect some other people other way. It doesn't make a difference to me. I'm going to give it to you anyway. The law of gender. The law of gender states that everything that has its masculine yang and a feminine yin principle, and these are the basics of all creation in the universe. As spiritual beings, we must ensure that there is a balance between the masculine and the feminine energies within us in order for us to become true co-creators of the universe. So we have work ahead of us, because a lot of people don't really understand how that affects them, you know? And it's not our point to argue that. Why do I say that? Because you're only responsible for your own life. If you want your life to be better, you got to do the things to change it yourself. Is there anyone in queue? Is there anyone on the telephones? Okay, this is Brother Davis on the line.
Area call 206. Did you have a question or comment for Brother Davis?
Hello?
Yes. Did you have a question or a comment for Brother Davis?
Yeah. This is Hassan from Seattle. What's going on, y'all?
All right, brother. Just, to the show, man.
Yeah, I like everything you're saying. I just wanted to throw a book out there that that basically breaks everything you're talking about down in detail to a science. It's called, you might have heard of it, it's called The Master Key System, written by Charles Hanel. Yeah. So I just recommend it. That's a recommended reading to really break down in full detail, you know, to go even further than you're going in the show. Anybody to look that book up and download, free download too. Just Google it and download the book, start reading. It takes you 6 months to read it, because you can only read a chapter a week.
Absolutely, man. That's great content. That's great content. Now, see, you actually did that perfect, gave them the perfect avenue. And the reason why I say that is because there are still some people who really don't quite understand. They might not say anything and they'll be quiet, but they'll listen. You gave them a source that they can go and do their own due diligence on. And see, I'll encourage that, because then that only fortifies what I'm saying, and it gives you more tools in your box with the construction of your life. Because this is what this is about. We're reconstructing our lives using the tools that they were designed for. You see, when we walk around in the world today, we're bombarded with a lot of things that have nothing to do with the process of life. Why? Because they're changing it. And they're changing it for a reason. And the reason why they're changing it has nothing to do with you as a human. Why do I say that? Because they're changing it because they think they can do it. What we have to do is we have to take the control back. And in order to take the control back, we have to understand that not everybody's going to live through this. Some people don't want to control. They really don't. You can see them on the corner. They get up every day. They sleep in. They go out. They hang out on the corner, maybe throw back a few 40s, talk about looking for work. But you know what? They've become accustomed to their circumstance. See, we now can help them change that circumstance if we choose to. And understand what I said about the law of cause and effect and the law of relativity and the law of vibration and the law of rhythm. All of these things are happening in every decision we make. And the law of oneness. And that's the most powerful law. Because that means that you can have an effect on somebody's life that you don't even know through your behavior, through something you say, maybe through your art. Either way it goes, we're all connected. This is Brother David from the Wise Wednesday. We get ready to come up on a break. Listen, y'all, call in, make a statement, add to the show, bring in a dialogue. The monologue is good, and I'm trying to lay some stuff on you. People are calling in. The book the brother just talked about, The Master, that's a great book. It gives you literally avenues on how to operate those tools that are now in your tool chest in order to transform the life that you're presently living into the life that you want to live. For some people, it's giving them the tool to transform the person they are into the person they want to be. See, the one thing about the universal law, they work for everybody who taps into them. So let's try to add to the show tonight. Bring your content. Do give us a call. Add to the whatever you want to bring, whatever your perspective is, bring it. We're coming up on our break. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. I want to give you a shout out to picking up the phones, bring in the content, add to the knowledge and faith of other people. Thank you.
Tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back, welcome back. It's your brother Davis. We're right back here on a Wise Wednesday, and we're opening the doors. And why are we opening the doors? Because we want you to understand that you possess the tools necessary to make the transformation you need. Now, I'm trying to get you to see the world as it's supposed to be. I'm not giving you something that literally is new. See, we have been made into a box. What do I mean by that? I mean, look at the history. It's literally cultivated all of the things out of our lives that are good for our lives, and has brought us into a concept of box living. They want you to live in this box. They don't want you to live in the world. So they tell you what you can and can't do so that you can see the walls of the box as boundaries. But what they don't want you to understand is that you play a role in that. So all I'm saying is that let's take control. Let's take the control and play our role. Let's be responsible for our actions by making the best decision and then reevaluate. People fail to realize what self-evaluation does, but it's a principle that makes you better. Is there someone in queue? Okay, if there's not someone in queue, somebody needs to mute their phone because I can hear background noises.
Brother
and I
Braggs.
Really want people to understand. Okay, yes, brother. You want to add to the show? State your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Brother Braggs dropped off. He was unmuted, or he may have just called in, and the system's running kind of slow, and it's not automatically muting people in a timely manner. Brother Braggs, did you have a comment? And then you have Brother Tommy on the board as well. Okay, Brother Braggs muted. I'm sorry, not Brother Tommy. I think that's Brother Mario. Brother Mario, did you have a question or comment?
Greetings, greetings. How's everybody doing today?
I'm good.
Excellent, brother. Excellent.
Good. Greetings to the family. My apologies for tuning in late, but you know, I've heard the wise words that you dropped for the last few minutes, and I just wanted to contribute and you know, join in, especially when you're talking about self-cultivation. You know, because we can't rise as a people if we can't hold each other accountable to each other, and we do have to self-reflect and be able to apply these principles that you're talking about. So it's not, you know, it's not just learning the universal laws. It's also learning how to apply them to enrich the lives of not only yourself, but, you know, the person who has your best interest and is looking out for you. And, you know, not to condemn all those who are trying to pull you out of the box that, you know, we have been sheltered in and we've been forced to view the world in. So, you know, at one time we were the teachers of the world, and the teachers have become the students, but the students who are teaching us are oppressing us, and they don't even fully understand the lessons themselves. So they are teaching us from a place of lack and a place of limit. So those are some of the programs that we have to override. And, you know, I agree with you 100% about the self-reflection and, you know, just coming into our own and understanding the tricks of the oppressor and how they intend to oppress us and how we are willfully at this point in time allowing them to do that with our refusal to, as you said before, become responsible for ourselves and our own lives. You know, so we have a certain tolerance for, as you put it before, those who just want to supposedly look for a job while knocking back a couple 40s, you know, instead of leaning on the law of reciprocity. You know, I may not be able to go out there and get a job that's giving me FRN notes and contribute to the community, but you know what? I got more time than money right now. Let me learn something. Let me get out here. Let me teach these youth. Let me get out here. Let me cut some yards. Let me learn a new skill, repairing houses. Let me learn how to barter. You know, something that's going to contribute to the community that we can use and build upon instead of just being victimized by this oppressive system. But I just wanted to add that, brother. I think you dropped in some pearls and some good knowledge. And, you know, I'm listening. And I was wondering if you had any further suggestions on how, you know, we can take or retake our innovative energy and ideas and begin to cultivate that, either in the youth or, you know, with like-minded people, you know, to start beating the path in the right direction.
Excellent content, brother. Excellent content and great question. You see, a lot of us fail to realize that we as human beings are unique in many ways. You see, when we're born, such as other animals, we have a certain things that are in common. What is that? All animals are born from a female. That we have in common. All animals nourish from the female. That we have in common. All animals are the example to the young. That we have in common. Now, things that we have that they don't have, we can rationalize. Animals can rationalize. We can look at our history. Animals can't look at their history. We can build on what we see, the changes that we want. Animals live on instinct. You see, I wanted to point that out to you because literally, we have what's called animal instinct in the beginning. But those animals, just like we, follow their examples. So if you have a poor example, then you're going to develop in that manner of the example until you learn what is the right example, and you set that. And that's exactly what he's talking about. You see, your growth today isn't actually for you. Oh yeah, you'll benefit by it, but it's not actually for you. It's for that child. It's for that person that's younger than you who likes what they see in you, and they emulate it because that makes you the example. So when you're doing the right things, like he was saying, He was taking you to the level of operating in these laws in your life from where you are. He mentioned about the things that you can be doing in your community, not because you have the resources, but because you have free time. How you could literally be a part of something greater than yourself and grow by that. Now, let me give you a quick example. When I was a young man, you used to be able to volunteer at hospitals. You know, you could literally go in, sign an application that says you want to volunteer. You got 2 hours every other day and 4 hours on a Saturday, and they would find a way to work you in. Now, here was the benefit of that. You are not only operating in the most likely a community hospital where you would eventually identify faces that you know, but you might pick up a skill that is becoming a need for that hospital. So you might be doing this here just as a routine in order to be a part of the community, and then before you know it, that hospital will come to you and let you know how vital you are to the way you have learned the operation of the hospital. So now you have made yourself a niche so that if that hospital is opening that door to find someone that's doing exactly what you've been volunteering for, they would turn to you and say, you know, you do this so well and you do it so dedicated. You know, we're looking for somebody like you. Would you be interested? See, these are the fruit of the seeds that you put out there. The brother talked about how you can go around in the community and do work in the community. The programs that are for people coming out of prison in this one city, I can't even think of the name of the city, but what they do is repair houses for the elderly. Now, how do they do that? The elderly are on fixed income, but what they do is they donate $10 or $15 out of their check every month. So by the spring, when it's time to be the transformation process, clean the house and do those repairs, there's a pool of cash that they have in order to be able to do work on the house or lawn or whatever. Well, there was a local person in this city who had a dilapidated house, and they utilized that money 1 year to rebuild that house. So guess what? Those same people coming out of prison literally now was taking the money that was pooled so that they could redo household repairs on the senior citizens, and they restored this building. Now, check this dynamic out. They have a halfway house in the community, and the very people that are coming to fix the houses, they see on a daily basis. And now that's opening up another door, because now they're circulating a petition to talk to the people who own homes to see if they can grow, put gardens in their backyard. Now that's a source of income. Brothers and sisters, everybody has content. You heard two calls tonight. Three people contributed something out of their lives that can be transforming, not only in their lives, but in other people's lives. We can no longer see life through the lens of a television, because most of us do, and we'll argue our perspective based on a television. And when you ask them, do they do their own due diligence? Well, no, I heard, or no, I saw. Listen, due diligence requires you to argue from a position of personal fact. You did the due diligence to find that fact and apply it in what it is that you're doing. We have put ourselves in a position where corporations are controlling our lives based on how we react and interact with that piece of material hanging on the wall. And look at what they're putting on there now. Do you realize why there's so many powerful movies of fear on TV? Because they want you to be in fear. Think about that for a minute. You know why they don't want movies with black heroes? Because they don't want you to think that you can achieve what that black hero achieved. It is a psychological fact.
that we enact characters that we gravitate to. And if you remember as a child and you've seen your first Superman, how many people with Superman as a child running down the street after they've seen that movie? The dynamics that are working in our lives that we have literally done nothing about are taking away our ability to be able to coexist with the universal laws in our lives, because we're choosing to exist with something that has nothing to do with us, and we don't even know where that concept came from. And if you don't think though, look at, listen to this, Final Destination, Insidious, these are all movies that are based on instilling the emotion of fear in your life to the point where some people look at it as an amusement ride and they want to get on that ride. And that ride can be destructive, and they don't want to say, oh, no, no, that won't happen. Yes, it does happen. I'm going to give you proof. You remember my show that I did on Charleston, North Charleston Massacre? Remember what I said in reference to how people were so much terrorized and in fear, they were frozen, they couldn't even operate in the law of survival. It's an animal instinct. And remember, that's the lowest form in which we evolved from. But we are not, don't become complacent. I didn't say that you didn't have that. But if you follow what they're trying to get you to believe, they already think that they can get you to do whatever they want you to do and do it with impunity. Look at what's happening in our streets. Our brothers and sisters are being victimized by trying to do the right thing and conforming to the laws, but yet they're dying in our streets. These people go to court knowing, well, hey, look, I got to go to court this morning, but I'll meet you for lunch. We have a couple beers at 3 o'clock or whatever. Oh, by the way, he still gets his back salary. We have to take control, because these people now are operating on the level that they don't even think you care. Why? Because you're not doing anything. Perfect example right now. Look, I said earlier about Colin Kaepernick. Now, make no mistake, if black people don't start voicing their opinion about the support for these African American and white players in the NFL that understand why Colin Kaepernick is making the stance, they are going to whitewash this, and guess what? They're going to rub it down and massage it with money. And all of these black people that's going to take that extra money is going to feel good about that money on the outside. But on the inside, they're going to realize how empty they are, because they sold out a whole people. So we got to keep them from reaching that point of, wow, I worked all my life to get to this position. I could transform my family in this position. But is transforming my family worth the vilification of my people if I can make a stand here? Think about it. Because that's the position we're putting them in. My cheer to them is this. Listen, the largest group of humans in the world support you. And if you choose to do something different than what would fit their need, you literally have sold your soul for a temporary material satisfaction.
I have a question, Brother Davis.
Yes, brother, come on with the question.
To that point, a lot of people for many, many years, for as long as I can remember paying attention, have always bad mouth athletes as if they're nothing but dumb jocks and slaves, and I've never bought into that, and I've always known the history of athletes and social movements. This isn't the first time. Colin Kaepernick isn't the first. I'm sure a lot of people know that. But also, you know, the resources that they deliver to the community that wouldn't be in the community if not for these brothers having access to that kind of money. I know some people who have benefited from the food pantry that Panther players support in Charlotte, North Carolina, other communities. I mean, these people have always been part of the community. They just haven't been vocal in the way that Colin Kaepernick has been vocal. But I've heard people say, you know, well, why don't they quit their jobs? And I say to them, well, why don't you quit your job? Okay? If you don't ask them to do something, you're not willing to do. So if people want them, hey, you'll show them, quit your job. And, well, why don't you take the same approach? You quit your job and start working for whoever you're working for. And so, I just want people to think about these things. These men don't have to quit their jobs, which they are in contracts for. It's not like, right to hire and fire and all of that. They have contracts that they have to adhere to. But I just want people, when you criticize these people, are you making demands of them that you're not making demands on yourself? I leave it at that.
Good point, Scott. Good point, Scott. But you have to understand this. In any situation where there has been change, there's been sacrifice. In order for the people to understand the magnitude of the circumstance that America's in, it had to be put on the world stage, and that's what Colin Kaepernick did. All of this conversation that's happening ain't get him back into the NFL. A lot of they want you to think that, or if he only came back, no, that's not the case. You see, the whole thing they don't want to talk about is what they're exactly avoiding, talking about the number of black people being indiscriminately killed. See, if they change the narrative, then they think we are going away. But I'm going to tell you something. In my time, I have never been so close to becoming totally active in this movement in my time. Now, understand, I was a child during the Martin Luther King era. Did I ever have a chance to brush shoulders with him? Oh, absolutely not. My family, I know there's members of my family was at the 1963 March on Washington. I know there was families, different parts of my family who participated with him in different things in Alabama and down in Atlanta. But I was never one to be a part of that because of my age. We had to understand this above all else. We may not get this world stage again, because they're talking about this all over the world. Black athletes all over the world now are starting to make a stand. Matter of fact, they're starting to. You heard last week about the black hockey player who put his hands up and a black fist during the national anthem. So this is definitely taking place. But what's going to stop this, if it is stopped, is if these owners manipulate these black players to believe that money is going to make the difference, because it only makes the difference in the life of one. But if they force this whole thing to the end, them owners are going to go to the municipalities. They're going to go to the government, because guess what? They're not only losing money. The concessions are losing money. The products that they sell, they're losing money. This is a chain reaction. And guess what? What they're not telling you is, like Bill already said, they're in the middle of negotiating with 3 or 4, maybe even 5 or 6 channels in reference to the NFL rights. No, they want this to go away real bad, but we are in a position of leverage if we stay together. That's why I've been constantly writing, we must let the NFL players know that we support them. Because here's what they could do. They could literally push this to a strike. Why? Because they're adding to the contract. There's nothing in the contract that says they have to stand up during the national anthem. Now, they're trying to write that in now, but already rumors are out that the new NFL, there's two people running for the union rep of the NFL right now, and both of them are talking about the intrusion on players' rights. This may be a whole lot bigger than a lot of people are perceiving it to be, but understand this. The whole world knows that the NFL, which is one of the biggest events that sporting events that goes on in America that is seen around the world is getting a ringside view in the interactions of race in America, and they hate it. There's nothing they can do about it. And they're making up little crap. You see that thing that Dallas did? Oh, we're going to go on one knee and stand up for the national anthem. No, you can't change the narrative with crap. So now the owners are, you know what they're saying? This is what the owners are saying. Look, if you guys come together, we can get some big contracts. We getting big money means you get big money. Now, you sell yourself out for big money, we can shut this down, because guess what? The leverage of the argument is your participation. I'm willing to throw an extra $2 million a player in there. So that's for my star players. You other players, you're going to negotiate. You see, they're never going to give up everything, because greed says, hold what you got and get what you can. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to plant the seed of greed. And listen, if they go on strike, negotiations start. That's what we want. See, we can't appear to be beggars when you want to, when you got demands. You got to appear as, well, you're going to meet my demands, or we're going to find common ground. And these players, most of them could live a year comfortably. You know why? Because they make that kind of money. Even if you make $300,000 a year, which is a low-end player in the NFL, you can still live a year comfortably. What a dynamic here. What we need now is for the voice of the people that support this to override the objection of the media. Because literally, they're trying to get the world to believe, oh, this is about patriotism. But guess what? This is the bomb here. Donald Trump gets on a telephone with a brother that dies in the service, and you know what his words are? Well, he knew what he was getting into. That sure sounds compassionate, don't you think?
I'm glad he said it, Brother Davis. I'm glad he said it, and I hope young people who are contemplating joining the military pays attention to his words. He's not the first person to say something callous like that about soldiers. The Clintons couldn't stand the U.S. military. Same thing with, and this guy just met with Trump. I don't know why. He used to be the Secretary of State for Henry Kissinger. And what he said about people in the military being dogs and cannon fodder and all, I'm glad Trump said what he said. Are we paying attention?
Well, listen, I'm glad he said what he said, too, for one reason. So that they will realize that in reality, the service is not a decision that they should make. One, and this country is not worthy of going to war for if they can't protect you at home, too. But on the other hand, don't slap my hand and tell me something fell. No, something didn't fall. You slapped my hand. And the reason why I point that out is because they want us to think this is about patriotism, when yet the President of the United States holding the highest office treats a fallen hero's wife and family like it is an insignificant process, an insignificant part of the process of war. He still lost someone who was a vital part of the support of him. And it also gives you another view of his insensitivity to. So yeah, I mean, all of this works to the advantage of the cause if we work this right, as contacting and media, especially the media. With the media today, we should be able to put this message all over the world by just doing Facebook and all that other stuff. I'm gonna tell you now, the media is not going to, the TV, they're not going to blow this up with so big, because they're still trying to negotiate other things. But we, as individuals, contact with the UK community, contact with the Netherlands community, contact with the African community, contact with the Caribbean community, all of us are served by this. This isn't something that's going to be something for specific people in a specific area, no. Because for those of you who don't know, this is happening all over the world to black people. People of color. we have to take the forefront and make sure our team, our brothers and sisters on these teams, and we know the temptations are going to be, think about it. You make $3 million a year and somebody offers you $6 million. Think about it. All they need to do is push it to negotiation. If they push it to negotiation, every senator, every congressman is going to be at the forefront of the money meeting when they say, we must put a stop to this. Now, let's come up with a solution. Because guess what? We're on the world stage. How can we get them to believe, continue to believe the deception that we have been passing for the number of years? Because they don't want you to, they don't see that the world already sees it. They don't want to see that. It don't serve a purpose. We can do some things right now on the little level that we're on, but you got to be serious about it and do it consistently. 3 times a day, 5 times a day, 10 times a day, all your emails, wherever they go. Let them know. We, the largest population of people on the earth, support the NFL players. And and the next thing you're going to hear is that they're going to, and the owners are going to try to strong arm them, because that is the way. Their way is to strong arm them. So when the players are going to start speaking, yeah, the owners had a meeting and they're pushing team salaries up another $5 million. That might sound like a lot to us, but when you talk about team salaries, that's all split amongst them. You see what I'm saying? Is it worth selling your people out when you may be able to do something that causes a change and still make more money? I'm not looking at these players as being sacrificial, because the league runs behind their participation. If they're not participating, do you think that the seats are going to be full like they are? Do you think that the soda companies are going to pay the way they pay to be on the premier beverage at a stadium? No, they're not. This changes the money game. And we must understand, when you find yourself in a position of leverage, because that is when you become a power negotiator. Because I'm going to tell you now, here's the work, what's going to be their approach. What you're going to call. That's going to be their approach. The team's approach is, this is what should be, this is what we want. And the reason why I say this is what we want is because they speak for a people, not an individual. Okay, we had to go to a commercial. This is a great show tonight. Please pick up your phones and give us a call. Add to the content of the show. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, and we are working it out.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. I'm going to tell you, it's an opportunity of love for me to be able to have an opportunity, you know, to come and just be able to converse about the things that are happening, about things in the world, and about the universal laws. And the reason why I want to point these universal laws is because I wanted you to see the power position that you're in, the leverage that you have to operate in your life in a manner in which it's going to push more result that you want. But most of all, I want you to learn to operate like that, so that those people that are looking at you, those children who are saying, wow, I like what this person does, I like what that person does, are seeing a positive result so that they can implement their own example through their observation of you. And I'm going to tell you something. Nothing that you do, nothing at all that you do, is going to change in your life until you change it. We must take a position of making sure that what we do will empower our young children. Because when we operate in these laws and we break away from this here so-called Western design, okay? When I say break away from the Western design, I don't want you to go out and quit your jobs tomorrow. I want you to work internally. When you work on yourself internally, you are better able to address the world externally. So we have to continue to do certain things to sustain a certain quality of life, to prepare what is to come outside of ourselves. But if the things that we do are working on building on the inside of us, by the time they come out, we're primed and ready to do whatever is necessary. And those people watching us, those children watching us, are also primed. And here is the sad part. If we do nothing, nothing changes. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. Y'all should be on the telephone. We've given you a plethora of things that you can conversate about. We're giving you a plethora of opportunity to take advantage of calling in and adding to the show in reference to what's going on in your life. Because guess what? Everybody looks at themselves as being different and unique, but we all live similarly in this world, in a behind enemy line, so to speak. That's an interesting concept. But yes, please add to the show.
Can you hear me?
Yes, please add to the show.
Oh, great, great. This is Max Parthas calling in. How you doing?
Oh, all right, Brother Max. It's always good. Always good. I'm great. How's the queen?
She's doing good. We're all here with our grandchildren today and having a little family gathering. It's pretty nice to have them together. But I want to talk to you about or comment about something you shared with me recently. And I don't know if you've spoken of it earlier today. I've been on for about 10 or 15 minutes. In any case, it was the Louisiana sheriff who really just, I guess, you know, darn near broke into tears about the what's going on with the prisoners being used for labor and it being taken away from them out in Louisiana in the parishes. I remember the title. Yes, you shared that with me. And I must have seen it come from about 15 to 20 different other sources then. Although I must admit the Roots version was my favorite because they specifically called it slavery and human trafficking. And I want to know your thoughts on that because you said we have some work to do. So I would love to hear your thoughts on that.
Absolutely. Max, I'm glad you called. For those of you who don't know, Max is one of the premier spoken poet artists in the United States. So it's always an opportunity when he calls. But since he put it out there, I want to make it, first of all of us can do this. All of us can literally take action. Now, the point he's pointing out is there's a sheriff in Louisiana who is saying that because the way Louisiana passed a law where people with passive crimes can be let out of prison, the sheriff is like, well, why should we let these people go when that takes away from our workforce? And he had to be realizing what he was saying was, why let these people go when they've already been slaves? Let's keep them as slaves. That's literally what he's saying when I hear it. You see, ignorance is bliss. But what we have to do is let them know that what this sheriff is talking about, that one is blatant slavery, which is already being operated in the prison industrial complex. And the very thing that they're being held in their prison industrial complex for, in most cases, is proliferating right now as businesses thriving in America, i.e. the marijuana industry. We also must point out that there are families that have been totally destroyed based on the so-called litigation process in American law. Why? Because a lot of times in the litigation process, they're bringing charges against these young men and young women that never existed in the so-called persecution of what it was they did. These are add-ons to scare them into copping plea. Now, when you cop a plea, you submit yourself to a system that literally would never let you loose. Even once you release, that's what this Louisiana sheriff is talking about. So yes, we should be voicing ourselves on every level and talking about the dangers, the problems, and the insidious policies that are being operated to keep black men incarcerated while white men who are literally selling the same marijuana across store counters are making millions, and they're not even talking about letting these brothers out of jail because of the fact that their crime was nonviolent, their crime was not a major crime, it was not a felony. There's a lot of ways they could do it, but they don't want to bring that conversation to the table because, once again, we haven't operated in a manner which would induce change. So, yes.
Thank you, brother. You know, when I read it and then I listened to what he was saying, it reminded me very much of the film Slavery by Another Name, where they reenacted the men, black men and women, who had been incarcerated within these mines and on the railroads, convict leasing, and how they would be treated if they worked well. You know, if they worked badly, they would literally work them to death because they were disposable in the eyes of the state. But if they worked badly, they would get treated badly, abused, brutalized. They wouldn't have their food or water or rations or whatever it may be. But if they worked really good, managers of those corporate managers, actually, of those mines and railroads, didn't want to let them go. They'd be like, this is my foreman, and he works for free, and he does a great job, and I don't want to let him go. And that's exactly how this sheriff sounded to me.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right, Max. Absolutely right. And for those of you who don't know, do your due diligence. I always say, your personal testimony about something you experienced gives you a powerful position to convey the facts. Excellent, Max. Do you want to add anything else to the show?
No, sir, unless you wanted to ask me anything. But as always, I sit here and I absorb and listen to what you're saying. And if I have something to add, I'll feel free to click the unmute button.
Excellent. I'm honored and I'm humbled. And please, anytime you yield the spirit, follow through with it. Because we need to let the world know that not just 1, 2, or 10, or 15 are involved in this. We need to let the world know that we're all conscious enough to make some attempt, and that's why I operated in understanding the power of the universal law that everybody can operate in and induce change. Thank you, Brother Max. I appreciate your contribution, man. Is there anyone else in queue? Okay, well, if there's no one else in queue, let me point something out real quick since we were talking about the NFL, okay? Sad part about it is that now they're trying to, it says, Roy Moore, NFL players kneeling at the national anthem are breaking the law. That is a blatant lie. I want you to know that you heard it here on Black Talk Radio first. When is it a law when somebody comes in and pays you for a service and you obligate someone to that service without telling them? When is that a law? You see, once again, instead of coming direct to the players and discussing this, they want to vilify them. And here's the, once again, the position of power is the largest percentage of the NFL is black. We can't let the players forget that for a minute. We're at a position of leverage here. Regardless of what you say, let's go back to the contract. If it ain't in the contract, and you know this isn't, because they're writing this as they go. That's what they do. See, when they find somebody who finds a loophole, they write a law to close that loophole. I.e., Missouri University, when Missouri University demanded that the president step down because of positions that he was taking, and all of a sudden they said, well, we ain't playing if they don't step down. But you know now, when you have a scholarship, they wrote a law that if you protest and not play, you not only lose your scholarship, you can't apply to another college for 4 years. See, they write laws. But here's the catch. That contract is under no obligation to that law, even if they write it. And it hasn't been written. But I'm pointing this out now because literally any lawyer who has any is worth a salt is going to jump on that and represent as many players as he can. So we have to show them that we support them. And in reference to what is other injustices that are going on to us as a people, we have to show the world that we see them and we want to gain the focus. We want to bring the light around to every injustice. Not only what's going on in the street, not only what's going on in the NFL, but the things that we may not be aware of. Not only the prison industrial complex, but the very system that has allowed so many black people, who are supposed to be 15% of the so-called population, to become, what, 89, 90% of the prison population? That is more than unjust. That is evil. These people are not all what they tell you they are. These people have been placed in a position at the wrong place,
at the wrong time with a whole lot of them. And then it got crazy stuff, 50 years for a marijuana joint. How much more unjust can you be than to literally take a person away from their family forever, so to speak, based on how you perceive the law? Things is coming, y'all, but it's not going to happen unless we operate, and we must operate in tune with these universal laws. And the reason why is because that will assure our success. And if you think that you don't, you cannot achieve success, then all you got to do is be a part of the movement. Keep your thought to yourself, because guess what? I believe I can achieve the impossible as long as the impossible is within the lines of my imagination. Because I'm not no longer victimized by the filtering of Westernism. I believe I can achieve it, and my mind can imagine it happen. I can make it happen. This is what the universal law is all about, making things happen. We are at a crucial point in time, my brothers and sisters. Literally, these people are moving to a level now where their fear is going to overpower their own ability to manipulate, steal, kill, destroy. You know why? Because their numbers are dwindling. And not only is their numbers dwindling, but the population in their eyes has become imbalanced, because guess what? There are more people of color in the country growing at a faster rate than they are. Oh yeah, their fear is at an all-time high. That's why they want you so scared that whatever they say, you just submit to. My granddaughter said to me, well, you know, sometimes at school they want, we got to go for physicals. I said, for what? She said, well, they call us to the nurse's office and we got to go in there. And I said, well, look, anytime they call you to the nurse's office, you go in that direction, and when you get to the front door, you run home. Because they ain't got nothing to do. They have no business doing anything to you at school without the approval of your parents. And if your parents aren't aware, you run home, tell them to call Pop-Pop, and you stay there till I get there, and I'm on my way. Because if we don't operate in a state of control, how are they going to know what example to follow? You see, it is so important that we not only take control from those people who are not operating with control. You know why? Because they're willing to submit. Well, maybe things will get better. Guess what? This is the best it's going to get, and from here, it's going downhill. When that dollar drops, it's going downhill. Did you hear about the latest Treasury numbers? They're going downhill. And here's what they haven't told you, that they're cutting off everything. They're going to cut off food stamps, they're going to cut off health care, and they're going to tell you, we got to reassign, or we got to reorganize. The dollar's going to drop and the derivative bubble's going to bust. Don't take my word for it. Look it all up. Because when this happens, believe me, there's going to be a lot of chaos. But keep this in mind. Through every civilization in history, black people have always ended up somewhere alive, well, and viable, vibrant. And we're going to get through this. We may not have a great deal of numbers, but we will get through this. We were chosen first for a greater purpose than we have begun to ever understand. So when you operate in them universal laws, you're operating in principles that was designed not only for the success of civilization, but for the success of humanity itself. We are all one. If the humans live, the world lives. If the world lives, life goes on. And guess what? Even if the humans die off, the world will go on. Don't make a mistake. Don't fall for this crap order that they're trying to give you. And I'm telling you, they're giving it to you hot and heavy. Stay apart about it, as I see more people being victimized by it. They're watching these TV shows that literally bring stereotypes into their living room, and they want to play those out in their mind like they have some sort of power. That is called self-indulgence, self-deception. In short, you're lying to yourself. Oh, you can't do that. Why? Do you want to be a homosexual on TV? Why? Do you think having a lot of money is going to be the answer to your happiness? Listen, happiness comes from the inside out, not the outside in.
for those people who haven't learned that. Look at all those people who hit the lottery thinking this is going to change their life. Now they got money galore and they're still unhappy. See, wealth is not money. Wealth is health. If you are healthy, you are rich. And you can enjoy the fruit. You heard Brother Max? He just said he's in his garden. He's enjoying the blessing of his fruit. These are the rewards that the universal law returns to us. It ain't about money. It's never about money. Money was not even, money's their creation in order to control. And they utilize it in the system in such an effective way. Some people worship it as if it was a religion. It's not. And as we begin to wake up and we take power in our lives, we're going to show them wrong. We're going to prove them wrong, because guess what? We can do business without their money. Matter of fact, there's a new money system right now being effective right now. Because guess what? There's two major powers that are clashing and somebody got to lose.
Brother guess Davis?
What? Yes, brother, add to the show.
You said it right on the nail. To me, there is nothing more beautiful and precious in this world than hearing my granddaughter say, "I love you, Pop Pop." Nothing more.
Oh! I can identify with that, brother.
You can't buy that. You can't rent it. You can't lease it. It's something that just, like you said, the treasures of life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what tonight's show is about. Listen, we're coming up short on the show now. This is Brother Davis Max. Let me extend a hearty thank you. Embrace your grands. Let them know, listen, you are in a position worthy of the king they see you to be. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. Let me say, for those of you who have not understood, please look up the universal laws. Please learn to operate to your best interest. And most of all, take your role in making change happen, because that's our responsibility. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. I hope y'all got something out of tonight's show. I'm trying to give Scotty some time here. So for me and my wife and all of you who listen that I love, and all of you who didn't listen, who can literally get this here at a later date in the podcast, do your due diligence. Do the work. And like Brother Max just said, enjoy your fruit. This is Brother Davis, and I'm out.
All right, thank you, Brother Davis, for the wonderful program and your thoughts on the subject. I don't see Dave on the board. He did say he was driving, and so he's not on the board, but we will get ready to go ahead and close out the program. As Brother Davis mentioned, a new abolitionist radio is coming up at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, focusing on 21st century slavery and human trafficking. But Brother Braggs, if you dare, if you would like to chime us out, please do so, sir. I can't see you on the board.
Hey, Scotty.
Yes, I hear you now. There you go. Greetings.
Peace to everyone.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.